couldn't happen better if you planned it the way some people live. You couldn't stand it. It reminds you of a part of you you hate, and it's of yourself that you're afraid. So you turn your back and look the other way, hoping that they'll all be gone someday. If that happens, then what will you do? You'll have to find someone else. And if you planned it, you planned it well. Now things will never be the same. Our only consolation is that if there's a hell, there's a hot little corner reserved in your hot little corner, hot little corner. You'll be dancing cause it burns your feet. Your skin will blister from the heat. And when you've had all that you can stand, will you remember your fellow man? But it won't matter anymore when you get to your hot little corner. If you saw him lying there, cold and thin.
And a lot of residents of the city of Seattle and the neighborhoods that are involved in this incident happened to be caught up in this and be a part of the police action, and caused by a few people who have decided to be lawbreakers. Some people will say that that's why tear gas shouldn't have been used in a residence.
Close to the WTO in Seattle. Biggest lawbreakers. You know, that's the juxtaposition is really quite striking. The WTO is all about a world where the WTO makes the rules. Aside from that, there are no rules. But we have to follow laws. If we're going to rise up against injustice, we have to follow laws. Part of the whole subtext of what's going on here is that a lot of people feel that the social contract is already broken. And we're merely responding and paying ourselves.
Rather than between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.